today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I have to say, I have only heard a little bit of the shows that were done in my absence, and what I heard I liked so far. So I hope everything went well for you this weekend, Mark.
I'm a super critical of my of when I host the show. I didn't think that when Nick and I did it was as good as when Gard and I did it, and I didn't think that Gard and I's show was quite as good as the last time that Gard and I did the show, and I think it was because of me, and I felt like it wasn't confrontational enough with the Saturday Night listeners.
Well, I have suggested off the air, and I will suggest on the air, that you actually listen to the shows that you've done, because it's one thing to sit in the studio and do the show, and it's another thing completely to experience it as a listener and really get to understand what it is you liked and what you didn't like about your performance. So sometimes I'll come off the air off of doing a show and think, oh, you know, I didn't like this and that and this and that. But when I play it back and listen to it as a listener, it sounds different because you pick up on more things and it's just a different experience entirely.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still listening as me, and we got.
But you aren't really listening when you're doing the show. That's what I'm trying to point out. If you're talking, you aren't listening. So when you're talking, even though you are certainly yourself speaking, it's just different when you're in the listener role. I don't know if I can explain that any better.
I do understand what you're saying, and I do get something out of it when I listen to the shows, any show, you know, how I talk on the air. But all I'm saying is that I don't know that you only get one listener's point of view, your own, when you listen to the show. And we had one guy write in and said it was atrocious. It's awful.
Yeah, well,
of course, you're never going to please everyone.
You can't please everybody. Some people
get any emails saying that it was great.
Some people really like the shows where I'm not here. So, you know, what are you going to do?
The guy who wrote in, that wouldn't have to be the chairman of Lehman Brothers, would it? He was having a bad weekend.
All right, so. Gardner, you were trying to explain this a moment before I walked in. I mean, yeah. I was on vacation all weekend. Honestly, I haven't even looked at the news yet today.
And
so.
A decent weekend to be on vacation, too, my friend.
The Dow was down 500 points today. Lehman Brothers, one of the largest investment banks in the country, filed for bankruptcy.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yeah. And this is
how many banks is that
thing
so far? That's like a dozen or
every weekend, new weekend, new bank failure. Yeah.
Right. Always on Fridays.
I was saying this is like the biggest group of busts I've seen since Mondo Topless with Russ Meyer. You know, I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Whenever Gard, whenever you see, I don't know what that is either, but I know it's an obscure punk music reference.
In this case, Russ Meyer is the king of sort of like sexploitation films featuring extremely busty women. Okay. And he was formerly roommates with Roger Ebert. So the whole story of Mondo Topless is really funny. It's fascinating. But yeah, okay, and he passed away recently. He's famous for guys who like very well endowed women, and of course, so therefore I would know him. So, but anyway,
would this be the biggest bank failure of the year?
The biggest in American history.
Yeah, and apparently the Fed's not going to step in on this one.
Yes, but however, this is what's interesting. They've created such a moral hazard situation. All day today, all I heard, even on some supposedly conservative big-wig talk stations, except for the big guy, you know, who has half his brain tied behind his back just to make it fair, except for the big guy, I kept hearing from even the supposedly conservative talk hosts that capitalism failed. It's run amok. So today I had to go through, I had Sheldon Richman on from the Foundation for Economic Education. We had to go through this sequentially to say, look, this is what caused these problems. They had leveraged mortgages and they had mortgage-backed securities. The mortgages failed because the Federal Reserve System lowered interest rates to a ridiculously low amount. People got adjusted rate mortgages back around 2003. Mm-hmm. They couldn't pay their mortgages. They started failing. They no longer had liquidity to back up all these mortgages, and so these banks started failing. And it's a whole mess because of the government's manipulation of the money supply.
And failure of a bank is not failure of capitalism, even if it's a very large bank.
Right. The banks don't even qualify as truly capitalist in any way because they're just extensions of the government central bank.
That's true. So well. And I don't hear this. And this is what really ticks me off from other radio shows, except for people like you guys or when you talk to a guy like Sheldon at FEE. They can't get to the root. You know, the essence of the word radical is the Greek term root. It is, you know, radish, radical.
They've accepted it all as true. I mean, the whole system is in place, and they accept that as their baseline from which they start and then create their belief system about.
Exactly.
They never question their premises, and so that's why we have this problem. And that's what the majority of the people understand to be the case. So you've got people that don't question their premises hiring other people that don't question premises in order to get on the air and talk about all this minutia about whether or not John McCain has a bunch of houses or, you know, is this guy going to be the first black president?
And they are doing such a disservice that it is such a black mark today among talk radio hosts to be out there speaking about this without understanding the fundamental causes of why the banks are failing now. A, you've got a Federal Reserve system that lowered the rates around 2002, 2003, inspired people to get reckless loans, inspired banks to give out reckless loans, and the other inspiration that caused this so-called moral hazard is that the banks thought that the government would bail them out.
Okay,
just like
I've got a question about that, but we've got calls that are on the line, so I'm going to go to the calls, and we'll come back to the question. We'll come back to this issue of the bank failure, because obviously, huge news. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls first here. Dominic is in New... No, he's gone. Oh, that's unfortunate, because it was my understanding that he was actually driving to New Hampshire as he was calling in. So maybe it was a cell phone that dropped out. Yeah. But I was going to sort of tie that in and suggest, well, if you're seeing all these banks fail and you're wondering, well, what can be done about this? Because you certainly can't. I mean, if you don't have capital, you can't go start your own bank and compete. And there's very limited amounts of things
that
you can do.
What does a guy do? We have a central bank. Go stop it. Good luck.
Yeah. You can go and get some gold and silver. That's certainly a good idea. Yeah. But moving to a place where you can be more free here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, 20,000 people are going to move here in order to be activists for liberty, to be surrounded by people that are of a like mindset, is, I think, a very important step in getting the kind of brainstorming and thought creation going on that we really need to happen to get those people that are the doers together so they can actually get out there and do these things to create those competing, you know, private banks or private currencies or whatever else it is that we need to be able to create to get out of all this. Well, again, we're going to come back, but other calls about other things. It is your show. You can bring up anything. So let's talk to Lucas in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Believe it or not, I actually have something to talk about tonight.
Okay. And what's
that? Software piracy, supposed piracy. First, I would like to put out some definitions. Theft removes the original. Gross commercial copyright infringement copies the original and sells it for profits. File sharing copies the original and gives it away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And piracy, that's stealing stuff on the high seas.
Okay.
Yeah. Because piracy isn't even a good term for what happens on the Internet.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'd also like to talk about incentivization for piracy.
The reason why it can't be piracy is because the original is not lost. The ideas, or in this case the software or whatever, the music, the movies, can be copied endlessly with no detriment to the original holder of that software title or music.
Yeah. Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
There are a lot of incentives for piracy. Many times the developers are big sillies and they don't put out a demo, and I have to wind up pirating the full version just so I can, you know, test it out on my computer.
How old are you, Lucas?
I'm turning 15 tomorrow.
Okay, so I don't know. Were you around when shareware existed?
Yeah. Well, the end of it. I mean, I was around for Doom.
Right. Shareware doesn't really... It's not really around anymore, and I always thought it was such a great idea, and that in case you aren't familiar with the concept, the idea would be they were releasing a game like Doom back in the early 90s. They put out the first third of the game totally free on the... What you would call the internet back then, BBS systems and things like that would put the files online, and people all around the country and around the world could download the first full third of the entire game, and it really propelled Doom to be one of the best-selling, most popular games of all time. Lucas, I know you had a few more thoughts. I'm going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. We're talking piracy. We're going to get back to the bank situation here and, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free liner. Maybe we should get away from using that term, piracy. I think that might be a good idea. Sharing. We're talking about sharing.
I generally do use the term sharing.
I like that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Remarkable performers don't practice to become perfect. They practice to become better. In fact, most people at the top of their game have spent years honing their skills and practicing their craft. Did you start your workday practicing your job? My guess is no. That's because very few people in work practice, other than the practice and process we all do on the job. But to become a remarkable performer in your work life, you need to practice prior to performing. Both types of practice are essential to be remarkable in your performance. And as any artist or athlete will tell you, practice is the key to performing well. Without it, your performing days may be numbered. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with nearly 400,000 posts. In fact, we might even be past that point. I haven't checked in a few days. But there's a lot of conversations there, from serious issues to fun stuff. Get interactive with our listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And in Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off his pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We talked to Lucas, who is still on the line in Pennsylvania. You'd called in. You wanted to talk about the issue of file sharing and so-called software piracy. And I thought you made a really great point about how piracy is not the correct term to be used to use for people that are sharing files over the Internet. It's file sharing. It's not piracy, because the original file that was copied the first time is not damaged in any way. It's not stolen. It's not destroyed. And I think you had somewhere else you were going with that. So continue.
Yeah, a lot of times I'm incentivized to pirate it as kind of a unofficial demo for games like Stalker Clear Sky and Gears of War. I had to pirate it to make sure, A, my computer could run it, and B, I was even going to have fun with it.
You know, that's a really interesting point that, I mean, when you're dealing with computers, because in the world of video games, there's two different areas of gaming, I think, primarily. There's sort of computer gaming, and then there's, like, game
console
gaming, console gaming. And the console game systems, they're very standardized. The game designers know exactly what piece of hardware they're designing their games for, whereas if you've got a computer, like I do, I build mine myself. And, of course, then there are thousands of other models that you can buy from Dell and Gateway, and they all have different hardware configurations inside them. These game manufacturers have to deal with interacting with all of those different drivers and pieces of hardware and things like that, and inevitably bugs are going to pop up. And if you try to run that, you go out to the store, buy the game for $60, bring it home, and it doesn't work. Well, some stores will let you get maybe store credit, but you can't go and get your money back, can you?
You've opened up the box.
Right.
All right, and quick correction, PC games are $50, so eat that, console gamers.
Oh, I don't even know what games cost. I haven't bought a game in a long time. I think Half-Life 2 is probably the last one I got. But
yeah, well, there's also DRM issues, where they'll actually control how many times you have to, like, you can install it for games.
Really?
Like, yeah, for the recent release Spore, and then there's Mass Effect. The probably biggest example of this was BioShock, a game I pirated, and I heard that the CQ ROM got turned off, but I'm still afraid it's going to install rootkit on my computer, so if somebody could assure me that's not going to, you know, go ahead.
I'm not sure what all that is. I think it's getting a little too technical for our listeners here, but I think you're making some generally very good points.
Basically,
about how
they're invading our privacy, and they're making us...
Yeah. And so you're saying that the market is responding with these crackers essentially going into the games and taking out all of this security stuff and saying, here's a clean version of the game you can install. I mean, at least you're hoping the hackers didn't install their own Trojan in there. But here's a clean version of the game, and you can install this and play it as many times as you want, or install and uninstall and reinstall it as many times as you want to, instead of having all these absurd controls over what you can do with the product that you paid for. And I think it's all very good. Lucas, any other thoughts?
Tomorrow's my birthday.
When's the last time you bought one of the games you played by downloading?
I just bought Stalker Clear Sky off of Steam.
So there you go. So one example of somebody who went out, played a game in the illegal domain first, decided he liked it. Lucas, thanks for the call. It was great points.
All right.
Nobody cares about your birthday.
He decided he liked it, and he went out and bought it.
That's
so
cool.
The producers in a free market society that are producing real value to the end consumers will be rewarded for their efforts.
Well, you know, one of the things that I stress, we just had Danko Jones on my show a couple weeks ago, and he's from Toronto, Canada, a great guy, totally into, you know, garage punk, metal, and he's all in favor of downloading, and he constantly tells people, look, you know, If I own something, I should be able to do with it what I want. And if somebody else owns something, you should be able to do with it what he wants. And just because something is digital doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to copy it and give it to somebody mm-hmm. and let them use it. It's your property, for God's sake. Now, if there's a prior restraint based on some understanding of a contract where upon purchase of sale, you are agreeing to something that says, I shall not copy this or hand it out to other people, well, that's something to be determined in the private marketplace. But
sure.
it's the whole idea of copyright and patent protection by the government just totally restricts the flow of information, the flow of entertainment and creation, and there, it is
yep.
totally incompatible with a free society.
Let's continue with your calls about whatever you want. It's Ziggy in the UK on the Amp Line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Do you remember last week I rang you up and I talked about bailing out of a group which was meant to be libertarian but just wasn't?
Yes.
Yeah, you got sick of that group and
you yeah. had hopes for
well,
it.
Well, anyways, it was officially launched today. Its name is Liberal Vision.
Mm.
And there is an irony. Last week I took a lot of flack from others involved saying, oh, come on, Ziggy, see it as a start and whatever else. And I knew that the guy who created the group was a complete and utter control freak and it was not going to be anything like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got two phone calls this evening from people who went to the launch group. And basically they both said to me, is there any way we could form an alternative to this? Because it just hasn't got any teeth.
That's what you should
and
do.
And I just went, yeah, and I just was giggling. I just went, ah, so you found out the hard way, did you?
I've always found playing politics to be so, I mean, in my experience of being involved in it, being involved in the Libertarian Party and all of that, I've always found the politics such a big waste of time. There's always different interests within the group that are fighting for control over just that group. I mean, we all know that the Republicans and Democrats and the other third parties are fighting to wrest control of the government away from each other group. But even even within their own group structures, there's that constant battle going on for control over who gets to do what. And I've always suggested that if you're tired of that crap, you should strike out on your own and create whatever initiatives it is that you're interested in creating. And don't ask anybody's permission to do it. Just go out and do it. So if you're not satisfied, don't complain and try to use the mechanisms presented to you to try to take things back, try to wrest control away, unless you think that would be an easy process. Generally, it's not. So it'd be like trying to wrest control of the Libertarian Party back from all the people that have infiltrated it over the years and taken it over. You're looking at spending another several years to try to accomplish that.
I'll admit, I was very, very, very angry that I was duped, because this guy in private was saying stuff which, you know, to me sounded, you know, legitimate, it sounded radical, but then when it got nearer the time, he started, it was obvious to me he was bottling out of saying what needed to be said, and I was actually angry. I wasn't just angry at him, I was angry at myself for being duped, and I think libertarians have got to be aware that politicians will, you know, use our agenda against us.
The Free Staters need to learn this lesson, too, because they got behind this mayor in Manchester who
Frank Ginta.
Yeah, Frank Ginta. Yes. They got behind his re-election efforts because, you know, he was the lesser of the two evils.
He wanted a tax cap, I think.
And, Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight. So they got behind this guy and promoted him, and he got in and he won, and I'm sure the Free Staters were a factor in that. But this guy isn't even close to principled, and he has been doing nothing whatsoever except talking about the crackdown on open carries that we've been seeing in Manchester recently. So don't ally yourself with these scumbags. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it, you know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're having accounts receivable trouble, use SACL CAI. They're the biggest sponsor of the show. Jason and his dad, Mike, are good folks, and they run a great business with all the best equipment, and you know, they don't, their collections agents don't treat your customers like crap, so you don't have the less likelihood that you'll lose the customer. That's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, you know, I don't want to come back to the discussion also about helping the politicians out, but we've got a bunch of calls built up here, so let's continue with the calls. I've made a note, so we will get back to it. But first, let's talk to Nick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick, Kentucky. Going once. Nick in Kentucky, going twice. Let's try N.A. in Illinois. N.A.? Going once. N.A. going twice. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out here about the taking over New Hampshire politically. There are a couple of things that are easy to get elected to. And, in fact, while I lost the Republican primary, surprise, surprise, for United States Senator when I was running against an incumbent United States Senator, John Sununu, I happened to get elected delegate to the Republican State Convention.
That's significant. Hmm. Good deal.
Yeah, what does that mean? Why is that significant?
Well, it means I get to show up at the convention and vote on stuff, and they have debates and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking of proposing two changes to the platform, one demanding the elimination of all zoning restrictions and another eliminating the drinking age.
Yeah, it's a great way to put pressure on the Republican Party.
So hold on a second, Tom. How is it that you got on the as a delegate? Is it just if you run for office, you're automatically assigned as one?
Well, no, you have to file for a delegate to the Republican State Convention. And it's real tough getting elected because they had five people running and they only had seven seats. So so that's one thing. And the other one was back in 2000 at the Nashua Republican City Committee meeting, okay, the Republican nominees for state representative are the ones that vote on who's going to be the Nashua members of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee.
Wow.
And there was another situation where they didn't have enough people, and I called up one former state rep that was very active in helping Republican candidates get elected, and she was running around doing a lot of volunteer work. I called her up and said, can we put you on the Republican State Committee? And she said, yes, okay. And and I threw my hat in the ring, and as soon as we had the 29 names, somebody moved and closed nominations, and they did, and then they elected those 29 people.
Basically, let me see if I'm understanding you correctly. You're saying that because politics is just so detestable and people don't want to get involved in it generally, especially apparently here in New Hampshire, that there are these all of these little opportunities that those who are into politics could go and just seize for themselves and not even really have to run any sort of campaigning, right?
Virtually any Republican registered voter in the state of New Hampshire, if you go to your local town's city committee meeting or your town Republican committee meeting when they're electing the Republican state committee members from that town, they probably aren't going to have enough people, and they're going to have to scrounge around and get enough people. So if you go there and your name is not Tom Alsier and you ask to be put on the Republican state committee, you'll probably get on there. So those are the two things. Delegate to the Republican state committee is real easy to get. And member of the Republican delegate to the state convention.
What about the Democrats, though, Tom? I mean, is it harder to get those?
That I don't know. I don't know how they run that option, but delegate to the
Republican. It'll be interesting to look into. And Tom, great suggestions. I thank you for the call tonight. Interesting, because we do have a lot of people that are moving to New Hampshire, and they are interested in the political process and all of that. I myself find it totally dull, which is one of the reasons why people don't get involved.
Right.
And so they're interested in the political process. And I think Tom just gave two really good concrete examples of something that's easy to do and something that you can accomplish without any real significant effort. And you could have some effect on the future politics of the state.
I went over to where the primaries are being held because I wanted to push on a couple things. And one of them was for the delegates. In my town, there's a real good libertarian guy. And he was running for a delegate. And, you know, I think as the numbers start to grow with the Free State Project's influence here, there's going to be a shift over for some people. Because getting involved in politics is frustrating when you have very small numbers. And so instead doing other things like protests and educational forums and doing noncompliance for laws and things like that, that gets the word out and you want to spread the information. But then as your numbers start to grow, whether it's because of education or you have other common, similarly minded people moving in, then you can start to feel like, hey, you know what? We're getting someplace here going into this party thing and doing this. Personally, I got kind of burned out on it myself, and it wasn't happening for me. So
I find politics detestable, so I would not get involved myself. But again, there are a lot of people that are interested in politics, and they haven't burnt out on it, and they are looking for those ideas. And so I think Tom, his suggestions are very, very useful. And it's far more useful than what we were talking about before, the idea of helping an existing politician. You're talking about how the numbers are growing. Obviously, we discussed the Free State Project a lot on this show, and inevitably we'll talk about it here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But as more activists, more liberty activists move to New Hampshire and start to sort of infiltrate the Democrats and the Republicans. Again, Tom was only talking about Republicans. I'm sure the Democrats have very similar rules and maybe having as much of a tough time finding people to fill those seats, too. So look into that as well. But, you know, as more people start coming here and they start getting active, you'll get more liberty-oriented candidates that you don't have to feel so dirty about getting involved in helping. So I think the problem with helping the existing politicians will probably solve itself over time as more liberty-oriented candidates start getting into the race. So what we were talking about before with this Manchester mayor was, I think, last year's election, like the municipal election, basically, they were helping him with, and that was because there was no real liberty-oriented choice in the race, so they sort of put their all of their efforts behind this one guy because he was a little better than the other guy, or supposedly he understood the free market. You know, these politicians will say anything to get elected, and they'll certainly say anything to get you to help them with their campaign, but then they'll leave you out in the cold when they actually do get elected, and that's what's happened to this with this particular guy. So don't trust politicians, and I would say run your own candidacies that are principled, where you've got candidates that are going to sign the small government pledge. If you've got a candidate that wants your help and he won't sign the small government pledge, which is a pledge that says, I will not, I'm paraphrasing, it basically says, I will not increase the size of government, won't keep it the same. What I will do is introduce new ideas that will reduce the size of government. We'll never vote for an increase or the same size of government. Actually, getting a political candidate to sign a statement like that is pretty significant because 99% of them won't do it. Yeah. And if somebody won't do it, if somebody comes, if you show them the small government pledge and they come back to you and they say, well, I mean, there may be times when we need to increase the budget for blah, 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 and then they'll spit out whatever reasons it is they think they might need to increase the budget for.
Now, to me, that means that the budget itself will not increase, that I will work to decrease the size of the budget. So if you cut out $1 million and add $100,000, I don't feel like you've stepped back on that pledge.
I don't necessarily feel like that either. If you're overall cutting, I think you could probably get away with something like that. Yes,
yeah,
under
yeah.
the small government pledge.
Yeah, you don't want to have to parse
but
it too
99%
much,
but of them won't sign it. So use that as your standard bearer. Use that.
Wait, what's more
to
important
side.
To you, small government or whatever it is that you're talking about here? Like whatever your excuse is. Is your excuse more important or is small government more important? Because I don't want to hear about your pet project that you want the government
and
to
you
do.
You know, when you move into a town, for example, Manchester, where you have a guy who's running, who is a former alderman, and his record is very clear, that he's sort of a moderate slash sort of fiscal conservative Republican, and you're a business owner there, and you're a liberty-minded person, you've got to be real careful not to sell out your principles in order to try to get a guy in who's going to be friendly to your business. Because, you know, these guys on the business side, they could feel maybe shaken down by the cops and that sort of thing. So you've got a real tough row to hoe if you're a business person.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized the contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen. All are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get virtually everything you need for life at amazon.freetalklive.com. Over 41 categories to shop in, including books, which of course is what they made their name on. And one of those books you can purchase is our very own Gardner Goldsmith's book.
Hey, thanks.
Live Free or Die.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I saw a couple reviews there. I hope people
new reviews?
More
newer
reviews.
Ones?
Yeah, I was just looking at some of them that I hadn't really gotten to read before, so it was kind of neat.
How's it working out? How many stars?
So far, I think it's like 4.5 to 5 stars.
Pretty good.
There's one guy who gave it a 1-star review, and you
what
can tell.
What a jerk.
Yeah, the funny thing is when you read his review, you can tell that he never read the book. He only listens to my radio show. And
oh,
he
really?
Says, yeah, so it's a review of the book by listening to my radio show. And he
this
says,
guy's
oh.
an a-hole.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's just right-wing and makes Ron Paul look like a moderate, you know? So I'm like, hey,
that's
thanks.
A compliment.
And he's probably sold more books than Live Free or Die. So if you haven't had an opportunity, head over amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can check out my book. It's called The Free or Die, and it has a lot of stuff my dad wrote.
Guard makes a little bit of money. Free Talk Live makes a little bit of money. Yeah. And, of course, Amazon makes a little, too.
Yeah.
All right.
And it'll anger that guy.
Yes. 1-800-259-9231. Although, I take it back. It's not a compliment to be called so far right, because I don't agree with the whole left-right spectrum.
Yeah.
But it is a compliment to say that you make Ron Paul look, what was it? Make
well, moderate.
It's,
like
it's good that a guy that misinformed doesn't like
yeah,
a little more informed, it make you feel
right,
worse.
Right. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. It's Nick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick? Kentucky? Going once. Nick?
Hey.
Hello. You're on the air.
All right. First a joke.
Oh boy.
What do you call 100 bunny rabbits jumping backwards?
No idea. What do you call that?
A receding hairline.
Ah, all right. What else do you have,
anyway,
for us, Nick?
So the other thing is, I was talking about the here in Louisville. I live in Louisville and Louisville, Kentucky, and we just had a 70-mile-an-hour gust from Hurricane Ike. Felt the effects of it on Sunday, And it was pretty bad. It busted out some windows downtown. Took about
75 mile an hour winds. Busted out some windows. What the hell are your windows made out of? Saran wrap?
No, I mean, you know, like carrying trees and busting out some windows, stuff like that.
75 mile an hour winds carried trees.
I
don't understand. Being from Florida, 75 mile an hour winds is a thunderstorm to me. I mean,
it was shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
So what about it?
So anyway, but basically it did take a lot of trees, put a lot of trees down on power lines, and it took about half of the city's electric. And so, so the governor said that he declared a state of emergency, which was kind of silly. I mean, but it did take out a lot of electric power for a lot of people. But here's the thing I called about.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed was that driving around downtown and out in the outskirts of town where there are no power, to the traffic lights specifically, it's funny how Sunday and today, both days, there have been no wrecks heard of, and I have driven around some of the worst places in Louisville to drive around. I mean, some parts where there's three or four lanes, and you've got a four-way stop, people turning, people doing things, tracks and trailers, traffic everywhere. And funny enough, traffic actually moves faster than it usually does, and everyone seems to make it all right. So
now, do you actually have a source for your claim that there were no accidents?
No. I said I haven't heard of any. I don't know if there has.
Okay.
Even if there was, I highly doubt that it was because of, you know, the stoplights. Because, like I said, I have driven around in town for the last 2 days a lot, and every time I've come to a stoplight, which has been most of them that were out, everyone just seems to be pretty cool and everyone's a lot slower, but at the same time, traffic seems to move pretty fast. So
I think it's an interesting observation, and yes, it does tie into some of the things that you and I had experienced down in Florida, Mark, and it ties into some of the other experiences that we've seen from people around the globe. There was it a Dutch study that they did that found that removing traffic signage actually contributes to people behaving better on the roads and acting safer?
Get an organic outgrowth. And you know what's fascinating about that is...
What does that mean, an organic outgrowth?
Well, due to human behavior and interaction with other people, you sort of organically, spontaneously, these patterns arise. And you know, the same sort of thing in the marketplace. I wouldn't use it necessarily as an argument in favor of getting rid of traffic lights or traffic signs or whatever. But what I would say is if you had a private paradigm, you could test these things out.
Yes,
and
innovation and competition would lead the market players to find out what the best ways for traffic control were.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's something in between what we have today and no control devices whatsoever. Maybe it's something completely different. We'll never know until the government gets out of the road building business and it gets turned over to the marketplace. And I'm glad you called with that story, Nick. Thank you for the call. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just have one more thing. I just wanted to put in that the fact that that I noticed that all that happening, well, guess what? I saw so many police, more police than I've ever seen. And guess what they were doing?
Tickets.
Giving out tickets. They weren't
giving
out
tickets. It's a disaster.
They weren't out directing
the lights out. The lights are out. It's a disaster, and they're giving out tickets.
Yeah, I've never seen so many police out and giving tickets. I mean, they were 1,000 feet ahead, and there was another ticket. Another 1,000 feet, there was another somebody being pulled over. I just thought it was ridiculous, so... Okay.
Thank you. Great call tonight, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231.
They could be standing in the middle of the intersection directing traffic where these stoplights are out.
They could be doing any number of things besides giving out tickets.
Incredible.
But
there's windows busted out downtown. Go guard the damn buildings.
Mark and I were talking about this briefly, Ian, on Saturday, just a little bit. There's a story about a woman in New Hampshire from the town Allenstown who did not want to be mandatorily taken from her home in an evacuation, right? So she got charges filed against her. And I looked up some information about what happened in Texas during Hurricane Rita. Mandatory evacuation, 100 people died, about 90% of those people died on the roads, and there is a real justified scholarship behind this that says these people died out of hyperthermia. Due to the mandatory evacuation, no liquids.
Hyperthermia.
They were too hot. Some of them they found dead in the cars. Others died in the hospitals later because they just couldn't cool them down enough.
Wow.
They had brain damage. So these mandatory things, and yet you've got the cops showing up at your house, your property, and you say, no, thank you. I'd like to stay and take my chances.
Don't answer the
door.
You
can't. Yeah.
You cannot talk to the cops unless you called them. If you called them, and I don't recommend calling them if you can avoid it, right. But unless you know exactly what it is they're there to do, don't talk to them.
And I don't understand. We mentioned this a little Saturday, and I brought it up on my show today. I don't understand where we came up with the concept that government's got to protect you from naturally occurring phenomenon like strong winds or heavy snow or frigid cold or heat. And where does it
stop? To believe they can protect you from
precisely
those things is ludicrous.
It's absolutely ludicrous. And it what really gets my goat is once people accept that premise, then you just travel right down the road to they can invade your house. Because
sure.
If they don't invade your house and you're left there and they don't protect you, then they might get a lawsuit or
we
something like
that. We saw
that
in the flooding earlier this year. Even if you don't answer the door, there's still a chance they could invade your home.
Right.
But it's a smaller chance. If they're just going door to door, so get out, mandatory evacuation, they're just going door to door, they're not going to take the time to go in. But there have been instances where they have gone into people's homes to allegedly do safety checks.
So they'll pull guns on you to get you out of your home to protect you. They'll threaten physical violence
yeah.
against you to protect you from natural
right.
violence
right.
from a storm.
Guaranteed damage to you, you know, guaranteed
yeah.
injury to your person or property versus a possible injury to your person
right.
or property.
And then if they arrest you, if you you still refuse to go with them and they decide to actually initiate that force on you at that point and arrest you and take you down to the jail, well, what if... In Hurricane Katrina, you had guys sitting in jail that couldn't go anywhere, and if that flooded, then what do you got? You got a bunch of dead prisoners.
Wow. I love it.
Brilliant.
Well, they're prisoners then. Nobody cares. At
yeah.
that point, they're prisoners. You know? I mean, they demoted you sociologically, and so it doesn't matter if you die.
Well, you know what? If you do go into the hands of the government voluntarily, as far as their evacuation plans are concerned, if you're not somebody who gets in their car and just leaves, if you actually say, well, I need you to evacuate me, you become a prisoner at that point then, too.
Yeah, that's true. You're a refugee, and at that point, you yeah. don't care. So they don't care about you either.
All right. Let's continue here with your calls. Peter's gone, so we're not continuing with that. But coming up, I do want to get back to the Fed topic, or not
oh,
the
sure.
Fed topic, but the economic issue with this big bank failing. Over a dozen banks now. What did you say? 15
yes, I think we're at 11, 10 or 11 now, and they seem to announce the information.
I thought
over,
I saw
over
a higher
weekends.
Number than that.
Yeah. And just as an aside, Ian, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation keeps track of banks that are in trouble, but they don't announce the names of the banks. And if you announce the names
oh,
of the
yeah.
banks, now they have a new policy. The federal government will come after you.
Oh, my goodness.
And
this
they'll say
new?
That you are trying to cause a scare. Yeah. Welcome to free speech.
800-259-9231. Pretty scary stuff going on. What's the solution to it all? Well, I would suggest the Free State Project. Of course, we'll talk more about that here in a bit. And take your calls about whatever you want. And if I get a chance, I'll share a couple of observations from my trip to Toronto over the weekend. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan.